Ja.
Take care of it today.
No, I'm saying, can you new one or pay for it? Does it need a new one?
You want to pay for it? It's $1,200.
That's it? That's all
That
it
earns
is.
$1,200.
Really? I'm gonna put like 23, 24.
That's very commendable. I'm serious.
I just want Charlie.
Use the right word.
I want Charlie to have a
immersible.
regular
That's
cold.
the type of.
I brought hot water.
How fast does it take to get in the warm?
Today I get in the warm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Within the
Taylor
hour.
has it.
Charlie, you want to split it with me?
Yeah.
Do we need a new one? We
By
need a new one,
split,
right?
by split, he means you give 1,100, he gives 100.
That's an even split.
Hold on, can I give it to the shul though?
Yeah, of course.
Of course,
you
can give it to.
Where's it?
I'm saying as
what's the
to
shul's idea?
Yeah, give it to the shul. That's the
By
whole
the
idea.
It's January. You have a whole year now to.
That's good. What do you mean?
I know, but I also I had to give four.
All right. Don't tell me you're gonna give me $101 tickets.
You give $101 coupon.
We're in the Adonis one.
Yeah.
Kahal
or
Yaakov?
It's on the
Congress. It is.
It is there. I'm given. Yeah.
It is. I'm given. Yaakov. Our Yaakov too.
Listen, think about it. Coffee, like.
Yeah, it's one of the big schools.
Right.
Congregation
or
Yaakov?
That could be too.
OHR?
Yeah. YAAKOV?
Yeah. It was in there when I gave.
30 or 4 better than that. I'm just
to think about all the bittles there that the boys have. The boys
it's about
have
$1,200.
Because they
I thought you saw.
One second.
Yeah,
how much
is
the chapel? If you get an autocorrect thing, I'll do it.
Get it wrapped.
Yeah.
I thought you had a coffee here.
Done.
Hello? Who's taking care
you
of the autocorrect?
Yeah, because we didn't put up the name, it broke.
Hello.
Who's putting
Shelly
up
broke
the
it. Shelly thought he wasn't going to have to make coffee anymore, so he broke it.
Unbelievable.
Today's
five
year.
It's broken, it's already done.
Yeah.
Hell of a was 5 minutes.
I had my thought before I went up to Meyer.
The next morning.
Yeah, Rumsden has the 100 cup.
I brought it on her. The small one, I know. We could have put took the past took taken out the Pesach one last night. Whatever, either one. Okay, today we should bring one another one on today because mine's gonna be gone. It's a small.
We have 1,200.
Mine's gonna be gone and broken.
How much is it cost?
About $1,200. But I used one for the price they gave us. Hello. I brought my urn.
How much is this one cost?
I brought my urn. By the time Shachris is done, it's broken. Has a safety thing on the thing. Guys, guarantee you the thing is leaking all over by the time Shachris is done. Yeah. I don't think so. Falls down. I have one in my office. I could bring it. I have two in my office. Falls down. Morocco. Instant out. Wait, for a weekday we should put instant hot? It's not a lot of money. It's not a bad idea. Put instant hot for a weekday. Instant hot, people eat. He puts it in himself.
Yeah,
like Geller.
You mess around with the warranty and everything else, and that's when you get.
We can't do Shabbos on
the sinks back to back with the wall, right?
We could put a instant hot.
Yeah, I'm sure Kobe would. No, but then you put a 30 cup.
No, a 30 cup is not enough for
not
Shabbos.
Shabbos.
You need this one for Shabbos, but if it's only on Shabbos, it's a lot less.
No, you shut off the.
Then you don't need to play around with the Shabbos mode. You don't
the, only
to
way,
add
the only way it will just be with Shabbos is if you build a cabinet over it that just goes
for
Shabbos.
That's true.
Put a sign. Over it gets him in row 9.
Put a cup over it. Put a cup over it.
Right
Today is not Shabbos.
You're going to have the guy, it's like this.
Tastes better.
The rust in the.
Brian Domingo's Razor Sara, Yakuza Makan, you're onto something. Esli was Chai Yafa, Shmuel Ben Devora. Chai Rochel was Pesha Razor. Razor or Razor? Razor. Razor?
Like a
razor?
R-A-Y-Z-E.
Yes. Turn around, button. I have water. Turn around, button. We're up to Chaf on the base on the bottom. The tippy bottom. Turn around, button. Oitzos Malachim Lamelech. You have the if you find a Oitzer is a
storage.
No. Oitzer, how do you find Oitzer of money? You find a fortune. How do you say Oitzer in English?
I don't know.
A treasure. You find a treasure. Thank you. Sometimes the easy words are harder to come by.
Very commending.
Commemorative. Oitzus Malachim is Lamelech. The if you find a treasure, it goes to the king. The whole thing. Vishar Biza Shaboizin, the loot. Mechzel Melech and Mechzelam. Only by the Rabdim, Ramel, Racha, Bishlam, Oitzus Malachim, Lamelech, Ochel, Milz. It's a normal thing. You find a treasure, it goes to the king. El Shar Biza Shaboizin, Mechzel Melech, Mechzelam, and all. How do you know it's 50-50? Maybe it's 60-40, 75-25. So the Gemara says you learn it out from the Kohen. Yachsev ayim shechu l'Hashem l'nogid v'le what's the pasuk? L'nogid l'tzadok l'koyin ha'koyin l'tzadok l'koyin magish nogid l'tzadok ma tzadok mechzaloy mechzal achiv, which is referring to a koyin af nogid mechzaloy mechzal achiv v'tzadok guv menolin. How do you know he himself gets 50-50? By the lechem upon him, by the kohen, the tiny Rabbi Yaim, voice la'aron bono mechzal aron la'aron or mechzal aron mechzal voice la'aron bono mechzal aron mechzal bono. Didn't have to say la'aron. Why does it single out aron a kohen? Tell you that he gets 50. No good.
This is almost like spilling your coffee but before you drink it.
It's not, huh?
Those work when you say you write those say Shabbos Kodesh.
You know those things?
Oh, that works.
It's like the grandpa puts it on the phone.
Anyway, Maxel Ivanov. Zuck to Mishnah. New Mishnah.
Every year? Still?
Loy Yarba, Loy Noshim. You're not allowed to, we're talking about a king. A king is not allowed to have too many wives. This is a very interesting halacha. Elish Shemayna Esrei. He's allowed to have up to 18 wives. We'll see what this means. The Tanakhama says 18 he's allowed to have. Machloek is the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon.
After that's considered reboot.
Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, what it is. We'll see. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer. Marbu Eloi. We just started the Mishnah. Marbu Eloi, he could have more. He could have 100 wives. As many as he feels he needs. Lovash Loyu Mesiris. They can't be as Libra. They can't stray him from Judaism. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Afilu Achas Mesiris Libra, even one. And she strays him. We see Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is, Pasha's how you learn the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, Machlokes Rishonim how to learn. But the Pasha's Rabbi Yehuda's learning that you could have up to 18 that are bad. 18 is your number of worst case scenario. But if you have good ones, you can have 200, 300, 400, as many as you could support. According to Reb Shimon, even if you have the best wives in the world, the superstars, like Avigail, so it was the Tzedekis, you still can't have more than 18. But a wife that's going to be Mesa Liboy, that's going to take you away from Judaism, even one you can't have. That's the Machlokes of Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Lememra, that Yehuda darsh time the cross. What he's saying is Yehuda's learning that when it says 18, it doesn't mean 18. It says 8. It says lo yavo lo nashim v'lo yasur levavoy. So basically, what he's saying is the reason why lo yavo lo nashim is because lo yasur levavoy. Because they're gonna stray you from Judaism. But in a if you have good wives, if you have, one second, if you have good wives, one second, he's up today. This is a Gemara that he came for. Somebody tipped him off that today is going to be a good Gemara. Like, what's going on over here? Wait a second, let's finish. Don't ask your personal, we're not going personal over here. This is all.
Somebody who's fit to marry the king, you should be.
No. Wait. Okay. When you're a melech, you could melech parts gather. You could take whatever he needs. He doesn't know. I knew he was gonna be up. So basically. Yeah, why don't you doze off a little bit? I'll wake you up when we're done. So the Gemara. So basically, the Torah says, "Lo yavo lo nashim v'lo yasur levavoy." And what it would seem from the pasuk, this is how Yehuda learning. He was learning that "lo yavo lo nashim," because we explained the pasuk. It says "lo yavo lo nashim v'lo yasur levavoy." Means if the women are going to astray you from Judaism, that's when you should not be yavo lo nashim. But if it's not going to be like that, like our wives, whatever. Regular wife Avi, who does everything the way she's supposed to, you could have 200 wives. So the Memra, they're Yehuda. No, it's not true. Only a king can only have 18, but a regular person could have 200-300. Well, especially today, we don't have a chemer and geshem. There's no reason you can't have more than one wife. Your wife should know that. She could stay in line. Let me remember there, Yehuda Tzvi, it's not for you. You work on this. We'll talk to you in 5 years. And one wife, please. Let me remember there, Yehuda Darish time to crow. So you tell me there, Yehuda learns time to crow. Reb Shimon Loy Darish time to crow. Reb Shimon does not hold time to crow because he holds that even the maximum you can have is 18. It's like a according to Reb Shimon, it's more like a Gzeres HaKosuf. Doesn't seem like there's a reason for this. Because if the vote is Shalei Yosel Levavoy, then you should be able to have 200 good wives. He says you can't. It's not true. We find Fakert in the Gemara of the Tanya, you have a Brisa by Mashkin. When it's, let's say somebody owes somebody money and he can't pay, so you take a Mashkin. So Aloch is, the Tanya Amono, when it comes to the widow, Ben Shi Ania, Ben Shi Ashira, a Mashkin Oisa. You now take a Mashkin. Let's say she has nothing to give you, so you take her pillow. You know, I'll take a pillow. He can't take a cloth of almana, of a widow. Divrei Yehuda. He holds there's no if, buts, and whens. There's no, can't make any cheshbonos. The Torah says, don't take the beged. Don't take it. Finish. Reb Shimon Omer, no. Ashira Mashkin, she's a wealthy widow, it's not a problem. Aniya Mashkin, so when the Torah says you can't take, there's a reason why the Torah says you can't take. Reason is, v'atachayv la'akzalo, what happens is every night you take the pillow, every day you take the pillow, every night you break the pillow because she's a poor lady, she needs the pillow to sleep, so people are going to start talking, what's going on over here, who's this guy coming in and out of this house every night with a package, doesn't look good. So Melo, he says a reason for the pasuk. Since you're taking a mashkin, you have to give it back. Alma, what do you see from this brisa? The opposite of what we said. Rabbi Yehuda le dorsh time to crow, because he says it's a blanket thing. You cannot take a beggar almana. It doesn't matter why, where, what, when. It doesn't matter if she's rich, poor. It doesn't matter. Rabbi Shimon says, no, it depends. Dorsh time to crow. So you see that it's faked from what we're saying. We're saying there in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda holds, you could have 200-300 wives if they're good, because you're dorsh time to crow. And Shimon holds not. And obviously, if I can't, Rabbi says no. But Alma or Yehuda lo darsh tamikra. Really, Rabbi Yehuda's sheet is you don't darsh tamikra. I now Mishnah, it would seem to be if I can't. Shaini achadim fash time to crow. Because the pasuk, it's clear out of the pasuk. There's no, There's no, it says, V'liyabalei noshim, V'liyasal vavai. The Torah is clearly telling you what the reason is. It's not just a statement. Reb Shimon, Amalach, Mechti. Ba'amad Hashim Tamakor. Reb Shimon says, of course, everywhere you Darish Tamakor, because that's a Shita. Simkin lichtav kol yarba lo yinoshim. If you Darish Tamakor, you don't have to say the second part of the pasuk. It says, V'liyabalei noshim, that's it, stop. Of course, V'liyabalei noshim, why? Because they can ruin your life. You don't have to say V'liyas L'vavai. What's L'liyas L'vavai? That must be coming to Ayalacha. V'lishtoik. L'yabal L'noshim V'lishtoik. V'ana amina matam L'yabam shal L'liyas L'yasar. Because that's, he's Darsh time to crow. L'liyas L'amli. What do you need is extra words L'yasar. Afilo akasim serious libar. Harez L'yisana. Even one who's bad, you're done. Elamani makayim L'yabam. So what's L'yabam? Afilo kavigayel. He owed, that's why you could only have 18. The Torah is telling you something specific here. It's not telling you, you can just marry as many as you want. So Gemara says, what's the significance of 18? Mechtes 18. Maybe it's, I don't know, 24, 48, 50, 60, 70.
Or four.
What's 18? So Hanish Mona Esher Menolon. Yechsiv, we have like an asmachta. It's not a real raya, but it's like an asmachta. Yechsiv, v'yevoldu. Where is this pasuk? Maybe not. Oh, you got the Ebonics. V'yevoldu David banim b'chevron v'hi b'cher amna l'achinam ha'izra'ez. Let me just read it inside over here. We have a pasuk over here in Shmuel Beis. V'yevoldu David banim b'chevron v'hi b'cher amnon l'achinam ha'izra'ez. That's the first kid he had. U'mishneyu kolev l'avigayel eshes nov l'akamah. That's the second kid he had. V'ashlishes avsholom ben macho. Third, v'arviyas adonai ben chagis, v'achemish shafteh ben avital, v'ashishes yisroam le'eglo, eshes David. Elu yoldu l'dov b'chem. There's six kids that he had from six different wives in heaven. The kamalei navi, and there was a whole story over there that David HaMelech killed Uriah, he married Bathsheba, and there was kol shalom l'dov chata ein el toyo. We went through this gemara already in Shabbos. It's not pasha to say David HaMelech was chayta, but it seems to me there was something off with what he did. He was L'shem Shemayim Niskav, and it was he held anybody goes to Melchama writes a get. So when he took Uriah's wife, it wasn't he was allowed to. It's a whole shiloh over there. What happened over there? But the point is that Nasan Navi gave like teichacha to.
In case you die. But he was sending him to die.
I understand that he wasn't.
Okay, it's a whole shot. We're not going into that. But the point is that Nosan, just don't take it face value. That's all I'm telling you. Because Nosan Novi gave him a Teichacho, and he basically was telling him that, Ima'at, Mekomle Novi, Ima'at voy sifaloch kahena v'kahena. So he was telling him that you could if you needed more wives, you could have more kahena v'kahena. What's kahena v'kahena? We dash a kahena shis, like you have six now. You could have had another six. V'kahena shis. The havelu tamis, that's 18. It's like a smachta from the words that kahena means kahena v'kahena twice. It says kahena, and he already had six, so he has 18. Triple that, that's 18. So Masra Avino, how do you know? Maybe ema kahena is tarti, sri, that's 12. V'kahena, so now you have 12. It's 12 and 12, is esrim arba. And we have a price like that. And Laman Darsh Vav, if you dash in the Vav, it says Vikohena. So it says Kohena, Vikohena. So Abraham Ishmaelah Hava. Because you have Kohena is 6, that's 12. The Vav is 24. And then Kohena is 24 times 2. It's 48. So maybe it's 48 wives. It is hard, yeah.
Two coffees can do that, yeah.
That's why he holds that as 18, because you don't go with this extra vav, you don't go with this, you don't multiply, you just, it says he had 6, it says kahena v'kahena, that's 18 finished. That's the limud in our sugya. So now the Gemara goes back. It says that he had 6 kids. He had 6 kids from 6 different wives. But there was another wife. We missed one wife. V'avoy Michal. And Michal, that's the 7th wife. So your whole cheshbon is off. Amarav, Eglo, Agolo, Eglo. I think that's what we say, Shefela today. Shefela means, doesn't Shefela mean a calf? What is Shef? Sheep, Shepsela, Agolo. Yeah, but it's a play on that, maybe. Vavoy.
One guy was a farmer, he mixed up his kid.
Hey, calf. Avoy Micha.
Experience?
Amarav. Egla zu Micha. Lenoik Shmoa Egla. Shechaviva love ke Egla. He loved her like a calf. V'cheinu Oimer. Lule charasht and magalosi. This is going by Samson. By Shimshon. They got the secret out of his wife. And he only told his wife his secret because he loved her. He called, you see, he called his wife Egla. So you see that you could call... Egla means Egla means someone you love, so you could call your wife Egla. So Melim Michal was Egla. Samara says, forget about fine. We got it. Michal was one of his wives because it was Egla that was one of his wives. But Michal didn't have kids, and it says over there one of the wives. It said one of the wives was Egla. Egla's Michal, but and Michal had a kid, but it's not true. Me have a Michal bnei voksevel Michal b'ashol lo yolo vlad. I dream much. She did not have a child. Vilu ma'isa the Michal b'shalayim have. Skip something.
Yeah,
that's fine. Amar Ruchis, the Ad Yoyim Moisa Loi Hayala, but Yoyim Moisa Hayala. But Yoyim Moisa she had. So she died in like childbirth, you know, so we're Zazach. So we're saying, Mechti, Banim Hecha Kachash Vlu Bechever. The kids that we talked about, that's how the Pasuk started. V'yavod lo David Banim Bechever. V'yilu Maisa de Michal is B'Yushalayim Hava. That was in Yushalayim, it was way later. Sorry, that was way earlier. Later. First he was in Chevron for two and a half years. For seven years, and then he went to Hebron, and then he went to Yerushalayim. So Gemara says the chesiv of Micha b'Ashol nishkav b'adachaloyin v'teres amelach David mefazes u'mekarkel v'nei Hashem v'tovaz. What happened was the whole story over there that David Amelach was dancing in front of the Aron, and she felt it was a bezayin, and she felt it was a bezayin for David Amelach. I guess she embarrassed. I don't know if she embarrassed him, but she told him that it was she designed to dance like that. You ever see like a guy dance by a CM, you know, Meshuggah? But it's all covered at Torah. So Lahavdil. So
that's what he was talking about, the
Kazatska. So Lamaisa, Dovid HaMelech was dancing a little off, and she held it was a problem. Lamaisa wasn't. He was dancing with covered at Torah, and she got punished for sliding Dovid. Vam Rav Yehuda. No, I'm not. Vam Rav Yehuda, Rav Yosef. Nobody makes fun of me.
He doesn't dance crazy.
You ready? Vam Rav Yehuda, Vitam Rav Yosef. Shekolsa Michal lemitriparsa, mitripus lemitripsa, whatever that word is. She ended up not being able to have kids. So you see clearly that she did not have kids at all. She had, till that story that she made fun of David, she had kids. After that, she wasn't able to have kids. She didn't have a kid then. No, not that. We're off that.
We're saying Adyo Maisa doesn't mean that she died in childbirth.
Right. We're going back on that, yeah. V'ksiv v'yikach David oy pelakshim v'noshim b'yishlaim. It says that he had more wives. That was just to fill the 18. He had an 18 quota, so he filled the quota. My nashim, my pelakshim. What's the difference between nashim and pelakshim? I'm reading Rav. Nashim is b'ksuba uve kedushim, and pelakshim below ksuba below kedushim. Some say it's with kedushim, just like ksuba. And I think I saw brought down from Rashi and Chumash. I didn't see it inside. That's Rashi over there says it's below ksuba, but with kedushim. Amar Yudam Rab, Arba Meis Yilad Ma'ilo David. He had 400 kids. Uvukulam Bnei Fastayar Hayu. They were all Bnei Fastayar. That means a lot of Mechamas, right? Captured ladies. Umegadle Belurius Hayu. They got the hair like Trump. Uvukulam Yoshim Mekroinu Shalzav Mahalchemash Geisus Hayu. Vehem Hayu Balai Grufin Shabais David. These were the henchmen of David HaMelech. These guys were bullies. Megadle Belurius. So the normal way of learning Belurius is that it was cut in the front and in the back. You had the big hair. Rabbi Shlugas told me that in Hilchos Tefillin it says that you can't put on tefillin if you have a blurius. So he told me that blurius means, I don't know, I can't ask him now, but he's not well, but he told me that blurius means that you grow hair in the back and you fold it over to the front, like Trump. That's what Trump has, no?
It's the same thing.
Trump has real hair?
Yeah.
I don't think
so.
Yeah, like that would be the same idea. But no, but they had a style. They made like a big ponytail and they folded it over in the front. And did they fold it over the front? They fold it over to the front. Okay. You have that. Who we had a guy. No.
No, he doesn't even have that.
All right, anyway.
He used to have that.
We can't. Don't you're not, you don't have that much over there. It's starting to it's starting to cave down by you. So Gemara says
you
could do the thing. Go to India. It's interesting because Rashi says Basya Fe Toyar. Okay, that's the next thing. Amar Rav Tamar Basya Fe Toyar Hoysa. Tamar was a Basya Fe Toyar. Who? Yifastaya, that too. Shenema ba'at dabber no ala melech ki lo yimam nimcha. Basically, Amnon, her brother, wanted to marry her. And she said, Gwani go is the king, he'll let you marry me. Now, vizok da basa su na voy, achse mi avasharya, el shmam na basa vitoya. So what does that mean? It means that Tamar was a yifaytoya, and she was a lady that you capture in the war. She's not Jewish. So if you have a kid with her, before she becomes Jewish, and then she becomes Jewish and you have a kid, those two kids are not related. So Tamar was before she became Jewish, and Amnon, her brother, was after she was Nisgaya. So it's no Shaykhus. It's
the same father, though, no?
Doesn't matter. It's different. The what?
She was a
goy. So that doesn't...
The same father?
That doesn't... It's not related. No relation. Together. So Rashi learns, but Yifastayar, Hoysa Koydim Shinisgaya believes Sholem. Rashi learns that it can't be that you can't marry Rashi Bavarning is you can't marry a Yefei Toyar. You can't marry Yefei Toyar to have, you can't have, it's only, the Eibush should give you a right to have one bia just to capture Yetzirah. Because the guy is Yetzirah and Mechama. So the Eibush said, you know what, you could give you a one-way ticket. But you can't have kids from that lady unless you Megaya her. So how did Davna Melech have Tamar? So it must be. No, first time not. You know, you. No. No, that's not what Rashi learns. Rashi learns it was Koydim Shinizgar Belev Shalom. Macha Ima Yodleo David. As Tamar. It was before she was Megar Belev Shalom. It was a Geris, but it wasn't a Geris Belev Shalom. That's why he had a kid with her. It's an interesting Rashi. Tosis asked that. Tosis says that you're not allowed. Tosis says the kasha. Mekan kasha l'pirish kundish pirish bekam l'shavay veysal toich b'secha melam shaloi yilchot sena mochama pirish lo yovei ala mochama. So you weren't allowed to be yovei mochama. Mashma toich pirish kundish dafilo bi rishayin asura mochama. Ad l'acham amas b'kulon. Even bi rishayin you're not allowed to have. You're not allowed to even bi rishayin, then how do you have a kid? Right, it could be kav bi rishayin, but even bi rishayin you can't have. Unless you're megayra. Vim kain loy bod dov na macha rak l'akshin zgayra. That's Tosis asked. You could bring it to your house and be Megaya her. Be Megaya her. No, be Megaya her and have it be your shiner. No, Geiris believe. It wasn't Geiris, believe Shalom. It's Rashi. Rashi has like a loophole. No, you have beer with her. You bring her home, Megaya, dunk her in the mick.
But you need her to be in
it. It's fine. If she doesn't, she'll agree one day. It's a matter of time. Enough money.
That's
no.
Only
for
the kid should be his.
To marry her.
In order for the kid to be your kid.
If you're not having a kid, put her on birth control.
No such thing as birth control.
Really?
Yeah. He's up today. So Tosis learns different. Rashi learns this new concept, Lev Shalom, not Lev Shalom, I don't know. And that's why she wasn't related to the brother, because she wasn't a real kid. It's a very interesting thing. But
Amnon was also from Malcha?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
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 No, so
Amnon was thank you.
Amnon was from another wife.
Yeah.
Right, but the same father.
So it was the same father.
Same father, yeah. But that you can't marry.
That, right.
But if she's from a guy.
Was a Gifas Toyer.
Right, and a guy.
So it doesn't make it the same.
It doesn't. It, no, it's not related. Not recognized. Doesn't matter about the father. Yeah. So Tosis was different. Tosis like came near Lememar the Tomer Lehoisa Baz David. Shama Kfar Hoisimu Beres Shpas Mochama. She was pregnant. She was a pregnant Yifei Toyar. Tosis learned she was pregnant already then, and she came in as a guy. And she was in this guy with her mother. And Amnon was totally not. It was totally not. It was no shaykes. She was a guy, and he was. And she became Jewish afterwards. She was not related, and mainly no issues at all. Anyway, so back to the story. So this guy Amnon, he wanted to marry her, and she told him, "Go to the king. He'll allow you to marry her." Obviously, that wasn't good for him. But Amnon, Ra, Vishmoy Rea. Ra, whatever. Shmo Yundav. Yoynadav, if you want to say that correctly. Ben Shema Achi David, but I think Yundav sounds better.
We strive to do that.
Vayi Ishchacham, he was Ishchacham. Amr Yudah Marav. Ishchacham Lirisha. He wasn't an Ishchacham. He wasn't really a clever Ishchacham like we call Ishchacham. He was a bum. He was a Rasha. He had good ideas for bad things. Vayomar, Madua Atakocha. Dal Ben Amelach. Why are you so tzibrochen about? Because you really wanted to have relations with Tamar. But Yemel Yundav, Shchav Amishkavcha, make believe you're sick. Vehischil, and he got the Vehisachil. I know you read this word. Vehischil. Ubav Vichil Yosecha, and his father's going to come see him because Amnon's father was David, and he's going to say you're sick. Adva Osla Ein Esa Brio Vatikach Amishoras Vatizik Lefanov. Basically, Vamar Yudam Rav Shasal Minatikan. Basically, he got sick with the flu, and David HaMelech told his daughter Tamar, go make a nice pancake for him, some kind of thing in a frying pan, zambodias, and make a good fried donut for him, something, I don't know, and bring it to the house, and he'll get better with the food. Meanwhile, he wasn't really sick. She brought the food in, and he said he can't eat. He said, take everybody out of the room. He can't eat. His mom is deathly ill. And when everybody left the room, and she was there with him with the frying pan, he was ma'anasur, and he had relations with her. And what happened was, he became a krushivcha. Vayisneo Amnon sino gedoyla ma'oid. He hated her after this story. My time, nimo nikshloi vasa krushivcha. She had a hair over there, and made him a krushivcha. Maybe they can't have children. What did she do to this? It's not her problem. He was ma'anasur. Now it's her fault. She did it on purpose. She didn't want that someone should have relations with her. They used to do that. That protect their protect themselves. So if someone has relations with them, they're going to become not able to have kids anymore. So this was she did this because she didn't want someone to have relations with her. I guess she was chayshishin. He wasn't exactly such a pretty guy. And Mela... Who?
He raped her and then they raised Nala.
Right.
Why? Because she castrated.
She got him back.
She did it before the Maisa. It was Mishas Maisa. Mishas Maisa it is. It was Mishas Maisa. He did it Mishas Maisa. It was Mishas Maisa. She did it beforehand. She was cognitive to this. She ahead of the game. No, she didn't want. He wanted to marry her, and she said, "Go get permission."
She was pushing him off.
Go get permission.
She was pushing him off. There's no way David would allow it.
Oh, she was saying, "Oh, you really want?"
Go to David. And anyway, affecting Gemara, how could that be that she did this? V'adarish Rav Amalek Sav Yisroch Shav Megoyim BeYafiyech She'en Lohem Lebnei Yisrael Lo Yisarbi Shech Lo Beisav Erva. That the Jewish girls don't have this concept. They don't have here that could make someone a krushivcha. Shiny Tamar, the Basi Fei Taravoi. She wasn't from our fault. She was from the Goy. Anyway, Vatikach Tamar Eifa Roisha, Vesksan Pastor Shalel Koro, she was very upset about this incident. Tanamash made a Rishu Makarcha, Geder Godul Godra Tamar Bazisha. She made a very big. Yeah, she made a very big thing. Amru, levnois malachim kach. When I said yozach kama kama, if this could happen to David Melech's daughter, but nois melech, so can you imagine a regular girl? It's a hafkevelt. People should do whatever they want. Im letznuois, she was a tsunua. Kach leprutzois, and somebody who's a poritz, can you imagine what's going to be? Alex kama kama, we do marah, but he's a shah gazru, ala yichud, va'apnuya, they made a new gzera, that you can't have yichud, yichud apnuya, yichud va'apnuya. And Gemara is going to ask on this in a second. Yichud, the Raisu, what are you talking about? Yichud. Yichud's not a gzera that we made in Dovah Mel's time. It's the Raisu. The Amar Rabbi Yechem Shem Hashem Rehya Tzadok, Remez Yichem Natar, Ben Arish, Nema Ki Yisischa, Chicha Ben Emecha, Chicha Ben Emecha, Vichi Ben Eim, Nesis, Ben Av, Ein Emesis. What are you talking about? Elam Lach, Ben Mis Yachem, Ima, Ben Echa, Achem Mis Yachem, Kol Arish Abitara. So you see that Yichud is a Din Tyra. It's not a gzera that Dovah Melech. Elam Lach, Gozal Yichud Penuyo. They made it, you can't even be Yachud with a Mis Yaakov girl. That was the gzera they made on this. Adonia ben Chagis misnase lemar ani emlech. This is the son of David HaMelech. At the end of David HaMelech's life, he decided he's gonna push his way into the kingdom and become the king. Amar Yudam Rav Lamech Shibikish Lahumu Veleil Masai. He wanted to wear this the keser melucha that David HaMelech wore. He tried wearing it but it didn't fit. What happened was there was a notch in the head of Malchus Beis David. Anybody that Malchus Beis David, there was a notch in the head, and there was a metal bar in the cap. That cap sat in the notch, and he in the head there was an indentation, and he didn't have that. So Mela, he couldn't even wear the he tried wearing the keser and fell off his head. Vayasloi Amra Shbikzalumaloy Almas Vayasloi Rechav Prashim Vachamishim Ish Ratzon Fana Marabusa. What is this thing? Amra Yudam Rav Kulan Nitlui Tchol took out that spleen. The spleen. So you can have runners. A person doesn't have a spleen. That guy, that Schwarzer that runs quick, probably missing a spleen. What's his name? Whatever. The Chakuke Kapos. Usain, Usain Bolt. The Chakuke Kapos Reglaimoyu. They took out the bones. They could walk on rocks. You know, when you walk on a rock, it hurts. That's only because you got a bone there. If you have a lot of meat, or if you take out the bone, then you don't. It's not a problem. Next Mishnah, a king lo yablo susim. The bone, no?
The nerves.
Technicality.
If you take out the bones, you have no form. Left with the bones, take out the fat. Lo yablo susim, what do you worry about? Lo yablo susim, you now have horses. Ela kadei makafte, only what you need for your chariots. Because there's only yablo, you now have too much gold and silver. Right? Look, they lit in Espana. Espana means a stipend. The koysle save Torah l'shmoi, a stipend, right? Stipend.
Why, Machi?
The koysle save Torah l'shmoi.
That at least sounded right.
I thought I had it finally. Koysle save Torah l'shmoi. Because he says Torah l'shmai, he has to write a Sefer Torah for his name. We'll see in the Gemara if he has one Sefer Torah, two Sefer Torah. He has to write his own Sefer Torah. Yitzel mechamam if Matzia takes a Sefer Torah with him. Nichsi imay machnisi imay yoshe b'din imay meisiv who connectoi shnevar yisim mekari mekoy mechayev. You have to have a Sefer Torah with your whole life, even though there's a mitzvah. The Gemara is going to say it's a mitzvah of everybody to have a Sefer Torah. He had two Sefer Torah. Tana Rabbanon le'ab le'susim yochavil k'dei makafta im uprashu for his chariots and all that. He's not. What does he have? One horse. No, if he has chariots, he can have many susim as his chariots need. Susim abatlonim. He's not allowed to have horses that just hang around. You can't just have stables full of horses, a collection, like the car collection. Even one sus that's not doing anything, garbage. What's the extra thing? If you have 10 susim that are extra, every sus you get an iser. It's not one iser. The time because Rachman aloy halav achi. I mean, I feel like they rich by brushing ami loy. The sichel afushay. No, to have extra tons of extra that you're not allowed to have, but you're allowed to have for your chariots, whatever you need for your kingdom, you're allowed to have. Because it's only yabloy, like they little aspanya. Don't remember because it's only yabloy. You have to elite in aspanya. You're not even having to give the soldiers. I'm learning loy. Loy in a marbe. I'm marbe because they elite in aspanya. He's allowed to have to run his kingdom normally. Time because Rachman aloy loy halav achi. I mean, I feel like they elite in aspanya. even to give a spanya namiloi, but tzricha larvacha to have a lot. Hashda amet loy ledrasha loyavle noshim madir ashabe the muted yaitis, because a regular person is allowed to have as many wives as you want. We know that, right? Rav Yehuda Ramiksev. Now we're going into we're saying that he had. We don't know how many horses he had. Now the Gemara is going to ask a question. He had these arvas as rows of with a susim line up. 40 Arbas alofim. No, arbas alofim. 4,000. Arboim elef is 40,000. Right. Haketzad. Im arboim elef is tabloi, so are you kolekle vechod? Are you bedal the alofim arba susim? And dal the alofim is tabloi, so are you kolekle vechod? Arboim elef arba susim. Basically, there was some crazy number, 100 million horses or something. Some he had. It was saying it's not a steer. It's either stables or lines, row stalls, and not stables. Money meant nothing. So it was like a.
It was
reduced
because there was so much.
It was like rocks. So after he was lost parai, he basically his money went down. He lost his money. And that that's where the Romans came. Romans were very bad for Yidden. It came out of that marriage. Why did the Torah explain a reason for Torah? So Gemara says, what do you mean? Sharishte mikrois nizgalu taimon and nichshol ben gadol ha'olam. David HaMelech was nichshol. The two things the Torah said don't do, and the Torah gave a reason. He was nichshol man. Ksiv le'yabel le'nashim. I'm a shleiman. Yeah, but don't worry about it. Also, I don't have to worry about it. It says le'yabel le'nashim, and what's the reason? She shouldn't stray from Judaism, and he said, "Don't worry about it. I got it." They strayed him from Yiddishkeit. You're not allowed to have many horses. Why? Because you're not allowed to go back to Mitzrayim. You see, he went back. So you see that the Torah gave two things a reason, and those two things, he said, "Don't worry about it. I got it." And he went against the Torah. So the Torah, I'm not going to give you more reasons to go against. We'll continue tomorrow. Yasher Koach. Zok the Mishnah. Long blot tomorrow. We're starting on time. We've got to finish the parak tomorrow.
Don't say so much extra. I'm on time.
Chestes. And I tell him Atish and Zarma tell him Malar. Blazer me tell him Malar. Run is the Chan of Malar Kilei Mayim. If you look at the bottom, it was nothing. We ask me tell him Atah. V'chamayim, Yishav Kulaba. V'mloy Nimlach V'nosan Kosher. What does that mean? You look at the bottom of Gamayim. Oh, I mean, whatever's left over, whatever's in there that's not doesn't belong there, you don't look at it like water. You don't look at it like dam, because otherwise it looks bad.